It's your boy, the Knockout Artist, and I am literally knocking the fuck out of the competition with Better, the best fantasy sports app and the only fantasy sports app that offers 300x lineups, prize picks, underdog. Y'all can't keep up. You keep on trying to copy us, and you just can't. We're the only app that does it. 300x lineups.
300.
Come fuck with us. We knocking out the competition.
Not 100. Not 200.
300. I keep it 8 more than 292 with y'all.
Oh, shit. 300. Because you get 300 extra fucking money if you download Better and play Better Picks today.
Utah's on the show today. Let's go.
Hi, Utah.
Utah.
Hi.
It was supposed to be a all boys episode, and then
you
joined in, and that's
you invited
even,
me.
That's even better.
Okay.
That's why.
Good.
And download Better, by the way.
Coming off a track record. Crazy.
Yes. You said it. You said the Enzo track record, babe.
Yes. Yeah, that was crazy. I had a really hard season, and because I was injured at my ankle the whole season. But this was my last race, and all of a sudden, like, all my power just came out, and I just skated the 112, and that's never been done there before, or at another track that is like sea level. I've been like the only girl who skated it on two tracks now. So
you've set the world record for sea level?
Yeah, sea level.
Wow, world record. I didn't even know that. That's fucking crazy.
Congratulations.
I love you.
Thank you.
I'm very proud of you. I think it's cool because I was thinking about it the other day, but at the time you're going to the Olympics in 2 years, and then that's going to be when I'm probably going to be fighting for a world championship. And so we both could potentially be world champions, number one in the world together.
An Olympic champion, yeah.
And right. I think that might be the first couple to do that. I don't know.
We need to step our game up.
I don't really know how to couple.
We're just two fucking losers.
No.
Yeah.
Well, buddy, good news is you're going to get knocked the fuck out on July 20th.
Oh, you really think that?
So here's the thing, man. You know, Iron Mike Tyson. I love you for free. Okay. Start with that. But you know, there comes a point in time where you gotta be realistic. And you might be taking a big bite
of his ear.
God damn it.
Yeah, it is. I am biting off a lot. This is definitely the toughest, most savage, lethal opponent, regardless of age, because the power is the last thing to go. But the reaction and reception of it has been insane. Like I almost can't even believe it. So very surreal and very, very, very grateful for all of that.
You receive one of them punches.
Yeah. We're going to see. Well, I want to see how hard he hits, Mike. I really want to see, bro. Let's see all the legends, the myths, because you're Iron Mike Tyson, but I have an iron chin. People know that. Like I take shots. So I think people are underestimating that me being able to deal with his power. And that is what something that is going to make it interesting. Obviously.
There's no nerves in you at all about this.
No, not at all. I'm excited. Like I literally can't wait to look across the ring and see him and give him a fucking death stare.
Well, how was it the first, you guys came face to face for the first time just a couple of days ago. What was that face to face like?
I just laughed. Like I did the face off and then I like walked away and I just laughed to myself. I was like, this is insane. On my screen, my eyeballs are the one facing off against Mike Tyson. And I just couldn't believe it. And the fact that it's on Netflix, I think that's going to like really revolutionize the game in boxing. I think streaming could potentially be like a very bright future for the sport. And it's just like a whole entertainment spectacle, Cowboys Stadium.
Uh-oh. No more PPV?
I'll probably still do pay-per-view. I don't know, but we'll see. We'll see. Maybe this is what the fans are going to show out for.
There's like a lot to unpack in just what you just said. There's the fact that it's in the stadium. There's the fact that it's on Netflix. There's the fact that it's Mike Tyson. And I think first we should talk about when you were having that face-to-face right after you came over to me and you were like, man, this is like a really crazy full circle moment for me, because the place where we shot it was in LA on a helipad. And from that helipad, you could see the apartment that you first moved into when you moved to LA.
Yep.
And then here you are a few years later facing off with Mike Tyson. So
yeah, it was so weird that we were filming the promo shoot and I could see my old apartment where I first like had the dreams of, you know, being an entertainer. And it was just, it's surreal. And it just goes to show like people could really unlock and accomplish anything they want if they continue to open the doors of opportunity and continue to work hard. You never know where things are actually going to go to. And who knows, this might be the biggest fight of all time.
Well, so, okay. So it might be the biggest fight of all time because why? Because there's this insane built-in audience into Netflix that at 500 to 700 million households.
Yep.
So how did that come about? How did Netflix come about approaching you to be one of the first, if not the first sporting event on Netflix?
Yeah. So we've been meeting with them for probably like over a year now and kind of like seeding this idea to them of like, we should do a fight together. And they instantly were like, yeah, let's make it happen. And so Most Valuable Promotions and me and Nikisa have just been trying to find the right fight, the right time frame, the right event. And we knew we wanted to target this summer. So we just started making calls. We called Tommy Fury was one of the names and he said no. He wanted more money. And so now I think
that is like, crazy.
And it's all serendipitous, but it's like he's probably punching the fucking air now.
Yeah, what more could he fucking ask for?
Realizing like how big of a mistake that he made. But I mean, he's an idiot. And so
he's not getting shit.
So yeah. Literally like the next offer for him is like nothing basically. And like my brand only increases to like a whole nother level. And it's like, we probably would have been 50-50 for that fight. And now it's like after this and who knows what else I'm going to do. It's like, Tommy, I'm sorry, buddy, but you're like a 10%er now. but you really did fuck up. But yeah, so we started going around to different people and, then the Mike conversation, I was just like, yo, like we should just go for Mike.
How long ago was this?
This was probably like 4 or 5 months ago.
Okay. So this has been in talks for 4 or 5 months. And it's interesting because as this last fight was going on, you're fighting another person that doesn't have a big name for themselves, but he is a professional boxer. And I saw a lot of stuff online saying, people kind of flipping. At first, they said they wanted you to fight boxers, and you started fighting boxers. But since they didn't have the big name, people missed the big entertaining fights.
Yeah.
So as this last one was happening, there's a lot of people saying, you know what? We kind of miss those big mega fights that Jake was doing, not knowing that this whole thing was being planned, you know.
And it's the one of the best professional boxers of all time. Drink Celsius. Utah is unveiling the blue raspberry now at 7-Eleven.
Oh, it's pretty good.
It's really good.
I like this one.
I'm locked in. Download but everything. Dog.
I feel like a mega fight is like an understatement though. But like, where do you go from this fight?
Downhill.
Yeah.
This is my peak.
You peaked high school.
This is it. I better soak it all in. No, I think it just back to the path of world championship, which will, I think, continue to blow people's minds. Like, oh my God, he's actually gonna fight for a world championship. And the funny thing about it is, and I'm just saying it now, that when I do fight for a world championship, I'm gonna knock the guy out. Like, it's not gonna be like a close fight or anything. I'm gonna fucking starch them. Like, I already know it. I already feel it. I've seen it happening. So just putting that out there, side note there. But we were like, where do we do this fight at? Like, it's America. Legendary fight. We need the biggest, the baddest stadium, the newest, cleanest stadium. And we gotta go to Jerry World. Hey, you know business is booming, right?
Of course, I'll be standing on it.
Mm-hmm. You already know. I love Shopify because business is booming. Whether you're selling a lot or a little, Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching.
They got you.
You getting money?
Getting money.
Then you need to sign up to Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you at every stage of your business.
Even if I'm just starting?
Even if you're just starting. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage to the, did we just hit a million order stage?
That's more support than I get from my girl.
That's right. Shopify is better than Jasper's girlfriend.
Dang.
Whether you're selling scented soap, which he also, Jasper, needs.
You stink.
Or, I do. Or offering outdoor outfits, hunting out there. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered.
I might start selling your clothes on Shopify.
Okay, well, that'll be easy to sign up. Cha-ching. I like that sound effect. Cha-ching. 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 Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. I mean, what more could you ask for, baby?
I bought this shirt on Shopify.
That's right, you did. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Yes.
AI?
They got AI. And I'm not talking about Allen Iverson. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Can you believe that? And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. So they're trustworthy.
They got it covered.
We could trust Shopify.
Plus, trust Shopify.
Me too. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify.
Cha-ching.
Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/BS. All lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BS now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/BS.
I can sign up for a dollar?
That's right.
I got a dollar?
Go now. Convert your businesses. Business is booming.
Convert it and stand on it.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching. Cha-ching. Babe, what do you think about me fighting Mike? Do you think I'm going to win?
Well, be honest.
No, I think you're going to win. But he's the competitor that is like the most scary to me.
Yeah, he is.
He's to very, me, like he's if I look scary. At him, like he's just scary. Like he's super strong, and I've seen like videos of him. And of course, he's like a little bit older now. But if you've ever been able to do that, you still like your body remembers that. Like he has that power forever.
Well, we got to talk about that because that's been a lot of people have been talking about the fact that he's 57 years old. So I think we should touch on the fact that he's a lot older than you, you know? And so
but also one thing about Jake is like, he's been doing this for like 5 years. I think that is worse.
Four as a professional. Okay,
I think that is worse than being like almost 60 and having your whole life, like you're used to that power. You've trained so much. Your body will remember that. Like he's had so many years of training. Jake didn't even train like 5 years ago. Like he didn't do anything. He was like partying. So like that is Disney. That is like not even comparable. Like
he is
57, but he is strong. Like his body just remembers how to fight. Like Jake has been doing this for like only a few years. So if someone like started a few years ago with speed skating, they couldn't even participate in the world championships. Like that's not even possible. So what Jake is doing is already crazy.
Thank you, babe. I love you.
No, seriously. Yeah.
Yeah, I think too, like shaking his hand when we were at the shoot, this motherfucker is strong as shit. Like probably the strongest handshake.
You think it was intentional? I don't know.
Cause I don't think he was like trying to squeeze, but you could just feel his like hands are like bricks.
What was interesting too about the dynamic between you guys, that whole shoot was that in the past you and Mike have been so friendly.
Yeah.
You weren't friendly the whole time. We were there for 7 hours. There was no friendly laughing or giggling. He was like, it was like a different mode that he
yeah,
was using.
Yeah, it's weird. Oh, I don't know. Scary. It's weird. Like
scary.
When you got when you sign the contract, something changes, right? Like even if we want to feel that, it's still like, yo, we are facing off. So like, obviously I love him, respect him so much. I'm honored to be going into the ring with them, but bro, we're fucking fighting each other. Like,
so then there's also online, there's KSI and Conor McGregor saying that the interest is low for this fight. Ironically, it's clearly the numbers are showing this is the highest interest you've ever had for a fight.
Yeah. So Conor, you're saying the interest is low for the fight, but the last fight you announced, there was 1,000 articles written in a multiple day span to, you know, people talking about your last fight. In that same multiple day span, there was 10,000 articles written about this. So just no fight ever has done these numbers in terms of like face off views, like Instagram reels, just on our main pages alone. It's like 50, 60 million Instagram views on both of our posts, not to mention every single other sports page posting it. That's never happened in the history of the sport to reach those numbers. So this is, in my mind, the biggest fight the world will ever see. I mean, because of the Netflix, what?
But they know that it's just like hard to handle for them because they've been like in a spotlight and they're just jealous.
No, truly. I think like...
I get it, but it's a little sad. I wouldn't say that if I was them.
But there's no reason for them to be jealous. Like, I get people are jealous, but it's like, this is helping the sport of boxing. Like, isn't that what people should want to see? Like, getting more kids into the gyms, spanning two generations together, like, doing it on the biggest scale possible.
Not when they get paid $5,000 a fight, and then they see you 4 years in, just...
Connor's not getting paid $5,000 a fight. It's kind of a...
he's made definitely...
Yeah, but it's like when the old heads, like... Connor are still like trying to hate. It's like,
yeah, I don't get
why.
That.
Why are you
sad.
Trying to pull people down? Like, your ego is that.
Yeah, why aren't you embracing a young athlete, yeah, like, a hardworking athlete trying to change the sport?
But it's also so obvious that it's like some jealousy in there because he knows it's going to be a big fight. So, like, why would you even say that?
No, yeah, this is what someone sent me a text. He said, "You want to know something? I'm amazed how many jealous people there are. There are guys who worked all their life and can never score a major win like you did by getting a Netflix deal. Canelo never did it. Mayweather, brilliant guy, never did it. None of Dana's clowns in the UFC, none. Those assholes think they are so smart. Here you are, pulled a coup by landing Netflix's second sports event and in front of Texas Stadium. None of those other asswipes could. And you get Mike Tyson, the guy we all want to see, regardless of age, all want to see him. That's what makes it so good. Tyson got that icon allure and you got him. It's not someone else. And you get your MVP brand to partner up on it with Netflix. Are you kidding me? Brilliant, my friend. A game changer. And all other fighters, stars, boxers, UFC stars are left holding their dicks in shock. Well done, my friend. No wonder Netflix closed up. You pulled off checkmate to those jealous ass wipes. Couldn't have said it better myself.
You think you're blowing out Mayweather and McGregor?
It'll be more viewed, 1,000%. For sure. For sure, more viewed. Obviously, it's free, so we can't compare pay-per-view numbers. But
that's what the streaming dynamic, like having it on a platform like Netflix, it makes so much sense. And I'm surprised it hasn't been done earlier because it's a win all around the board. The fighters get paid a great amount because Netflix has a bunch of money. The viewers are happy because they get to watch it for free because they already have a Netflix account.
Yeah.
And then... There's another layer to it that I'm missing, but it just seems like a no brainer. Like I don't understand. Everybody wins.
Yeah,
I don't know why it hasn't happened earlier.
Well, yeah,
no, right. Netflix wins as well because there's more eyeballs on their platform. It's
exactly, and I think it's going to set a precedent. The fight just has to like make sense. Is really all there has to be a high allure for it to make sense. I think financially for the streaming platforms. Because they have to quantify like how many new subscribers, what's this doing for like the monthly and daily active users. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. I think the craziest thing is that like we curated it, did it, brought it all to life as well. That's probably what I'm actually most proud of is being on like the promotional side and like it growing MVP and all that stuff as well.
So you do think there's going to be a bunch of live events on platforms like Netflix following this? You think this will kind of be the beginning of this whole new era?
For sure. I think it's going to be like a massive, massive, massive success and everyone's going to want to fight each other and they're going to be running to Netflix and or Amazon Prime, all the Peacock, everyone's probably going to try to get in on this in some form or fashion. So, and yeah, I'm still down to fight anyone, anytime. But a lot of people in this sport are bitches. That's what I've come to find out. They don't actually want to fight. So all these super fights, Nate Diaz in MMA, all these actual bitch made men.
I saw a TikTok covering this fight. It was like the most stupid shit I've ever seen in my life.
We have it. I think we can pull it up. We
apparently, you and Logan are packing out Mike Tyson.
I don't even.
And you're wearing headgear.
Packing what?
Bro,
but a lot of people believe it. It's got like a million likes and all the comments think this is real.
So
Jake Paul is all set to box against Mike Tyson this July, but the rules in this fight are absolutely absurd. Even at almost 60 years old, Tyson would absolutely dominate Jake Paul, so they had to adjust the rules to make this a somewhat fair fight. First rule is for Paul's own safety. He'll be able to wear headgear like an amateur boxer, but Tyson won't be wearing any of that. That gives Paul a chance to knock Tyson out, but with his headgear, Jake Paul won't get knocked out and won't get badly injured. Second rule is that Jake is allowed to tag team with his brother Logan Paul, but tag team isn't even the correct way of describing it, despite that being what the contract says, because he'll be able to bring Logan in, and they'll both be able to fight at the same time.
That's probably where you could pause it, because it's so sad that like millions of people believe that. It's fucking absurd. Like, first of all, there's obviously none of that's true. Like, no headgear.
If you come in the ring,
but they're so fucking stupid. Like, anyone who believes that shit should not be allowed to vote. Like, actually, there should be like these, I thought of this, I was like, there should be these hidden tests throughout life that like, qualify you to be able to vote or not. And they don't know that they're like taking a test, but like the fact that these people are not only driving around on our streets, but like they're able to vote, bro. They're out there driving cars. How could they? They're dumb as fuck. And it's sad. We live in a fucked up world. Humans are getting more and more stupid every single day. So, and that's fucking, it's crazy,
so
bro.
So what round are you planning on tagging Logan in?
Bro, finish the fuck up.
To be honest, I was kind of excited when I saw it. I was like, wait, are these the rules? Because that would be pretty fucking sweet.
Bro.
Your friends and family list for this fucking fight. Good luck, buddy.
I'm not comping. This is my PSA to everyone. I'm not comping any tickets. All of people will have to buy because I'm not dealing with like.
Hey, yo, Jasper. What time is it?
Game time.
What time is it?
Game time.
What time is it?
Game time.
The best ticketing platform alive, baby. With Game Time, you could see the seats before you buy them at concerts, events, comedy shows, and they have a 110% price match guarantee. So if you find a better price on a different ticketing platform, they will match it 110% job loss protection. So if you're at an event and you lose your job because you wanted to have fun, they will refund you your tickets. We all use Game Time. It's the best platform. Like I said, easiest to use. Sorry, I can't talk. Last minute tickets, flash deals, zone deals. Easy to find and buy tickets for every kind of event in your area. Lowest price guarantee, event cancellation protection. We love you, Game Time. And you can sign up right now using the code Jake, J-A-K-E, for $20 off your first purchase. Go now. GameTime.co. What time is it?
Game time.
What time is it?
Game time.
Back to the episode, you fucks. Terms apply.
It's just a lot to deal with. My assistants texting, 100 people sometimes to coordinate, and people texting me like,
I didn't get them yet. Oh, it's in my spam. Oh, fuck. I didn't check. Oh, dude.
No, but as an athlete, you also have to.
Where do I go to get the tickets?
Bro was asking you while you're getting your hands wrapped.
No,
like, yo,
literally,
bro.
People were texting me on fight day.
That is
people were texting me on fight day, like, bro, I didn't get him yet.
Yo, bro, where's Will call? Like,
you got him on Thursday.
Like, bro, fuck you.
You got him on Thursday, and it's in your email. You literally click a button, and their tickets are yours. You just walk in.
Yeah, you don't want to deal with that.
Like I said, sorry. These are like my therapy sessions sometimes, you know?
Shout out, Susie.
So I get to vent on all the annoying shit that happens. But yeah, basically not comping any tickets.
Are you guys going to be friends after the fight?
Yeah.
Are you guys not friends right now?
It's a
Cold War.
It's complicated.
Are you in camp right now or are you on vacation time?
I mean, I'm never really like on vacation, I guess. I'm technically on vacation, like doing this fucking podcast so I don't get fined. No, I'm joking.
Whoa. We love BS with Jake Paul.
Yeah, it is my podcast.
Hey, because of the podcast we met.
That is true, babe.
Oh.
Remember?
Yeah, that is true.
When you were stalking her trying to figure out how to speak Dutch and send voice messages.
Have we exposed that online before? I literally sat there for like 3 days in a row for like hours at a time.
Like, listening to Google Trends, like, and
repronounce this shit. Me and Brennan in the back looking at me like, what
the amount of DMs that I like typed into the box and then like erased is like hilarious.
That is crazy.
And then finally, I just replied to a story.
No, you sent me like a whole ass message.
Oh, yeah, that was true before that.
Learn me how to skate. LOL. I was like, cringe.
Oh, shit. You spent all that time crafting it just for you.
I was like, cringe.
You thought LOL. It was bad, like, to teach me how to skate?
LOL. Yeah, that was
that's because it's that's like a way to like break the ice.
Yeah, but like so many people have said that, and it was like,
Well, it also, I will say, like, it worked, right?
It definitely worked. So, but yeah, the first thing you said was come on the show.
Yeah.
So that made it like a little bit more, less like, okay, it's too obvious that you like me.
Yeah, it was business.
Yeah, it was more business. And I was like, I wasn't going to do it anyway. And I was like, let me just like respond like friendly.
Yeah. Yeah. For all the bros out there, the only way you can DM a girl now without them thinking you're a weirdo is making it about business.
Yeah.
That's literally why I, after like 3 days, I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to have ask her to come on the show. And I told Mike DeNevi, I was like, Mike DeNevi was there for a little bit of it. And I was like, bro, this is like my fuck. This is going to be my wife. What the fuck do I say? And we were pacing back and forth for like 10 minutes and he couldn't help me come up with anything. Yeah.
No, but like after our first FaceTime conversation, I was like, yeah, he's actually pretty nice.
Thank you.
I remember that day.
Really?
I was panicking.
Why?
Just was freaking out.
Because we're going to face. Oh my
God. Yeah, it was like a date.
That's so cute.
Yeah. I love you.
All right. Enough of this fucking love shit. So a fellow person, well, you knocked him the fuck out, but he also thinks you're going to get knocked the fuck out. Tyron Woodley is predicting Mike Tyson's knocking your fucking head off.
Well, he also predicted that he would knock my head off.
That's true. Do we have the footage of Mike's recent training? I think you should watch. I don't know if you've seen his recent training footage, but it's pretty absurd. I still think we're kind of grazing over his age. I think we should touch on that a little bit more. But this is him at 57.
Yeah, this is what I watched before I made the parlay that he was knocking you out.
So you have a parlay in...
Wait, no. What the fuck?
The audible... let me see this.
Babe, but what if he knocks you out?
Ooh.
he sounds nervous.
Just look away.
No, like that will not be good.
Babe. No, just look away.
Okay, but he also just trained Francis Ngannou, who just got his fucking head smashed off. So I actually, now that I think about it, I'm about to see if I can get a cash out on this parlay.
Wild. Naka, did you have Joshua or Ngannou for that fight?
Oh, bro.
I had Joshua.
I put a little money on Francis. Yeah, I was just trying to be different.
Bro, like Francis is a great, great fighter, but like he fought like an unprepared Tyson Fury.
Bro, you got turned into a lawn chair. I had money on you, bro. God.
Was that what it was? Was Tyson just unprepared? Because I thought Francis won that fight, even though it went Tyson's way.
Yeah. I mean, that's what was said. It was like it was a less prepared Tyson Fury who wasn't focused and didn't take the camp seriously. And also, they didn't know Ngannou's style, which was like very like strong and stiff and rigid. And so I think just because Anthony was able to have some film study, see his style, he's like, okay, I can like pick this guy apart pretty easily, which is what he was doing. He saw that Francis had like a slower jab right in the beginning, and he just instantly started pool countering, which is like you dip off to the right and throw your right hand. And that's like what he was setting him up with the whole time. And after he threw it in the first round, like the first 20, 30 seconds, I was like, oh my God, if that would have landed, he would have knocked him out. And then sure enough,
a couple seconds later,
he landed it.
I think he lost because Drake bet on him.
The Drake curse?
Yeah, I think you should tell Drake to bet on Mike this fight.
When Drake finally bet on me against Tommy Fury, I lost as well. I feel like it's actually a real thing.
That shit is very real, bro.
I think it kind of is. Drake, please bet on Mike for this fight. Thank you.
Thank you, Jerk. Thank you in advance.
What's the lead up for the fight looking like? Are we going to do multiple press conferences? Is it going to be shit talk? Is it going to be respectful and cordial? What's the lead up?
I think there's like a little bit of shit talk, like some, you know, some fun in it. I think he genuinely thinks he's going to win, and so do I. So, of course.
How does it feel that you're not the scarier guy in these press conferences this time? That's a scary motherfucker.
That is true.
Like, you're not the big and bad one.
I'm not the big bad wolf anymore. Yeah, that's true.
He's like, what's his record?
50-6 or something.
Oh, my days.
You're just taking deep breaths.
Yeah, sorry. That was seriously bad. But what if he knocks you out? Like, is that your last one?
Can we get a what if he knocks you out counter, please?
Yeah, no, I just want to, like, get the scenarios. Like,
He's not going to.
No, but what if?
You tell me. What if Jake gets knocked out? What if Jake gets knocked out cold by Mike
Tyson? Would you
cry? Yeah, definitely. But also because I just feel bad and I just hope you're okay.
I've already mentally prepared myself for it. I'm ready.
Bro,
I've thought through every situation of you just cold out on the floor, and I can I'm fine with it.
So. I'm going to just keep refreshing my
bush. It's been my husband.
We need to sage this energy.
Are you saying you're betting against
Yeah, we definitely do. No, but then maybe we shouldn't even like...
No, we shouldn't even talk about it.
We shouldn't even talk about it.
Yeah, no, I'm too sharp and fast.
That's it. Nothing like personal, no spiritual.
Oh, I mean, I'm just, yeah, like I think just being active and like being the man in the arena for years and years now, like I don't even get nervous. Like the nerves are not even there anymore. Like,
yeah, but it hasn't been the man in the arena. It's been the man, but not the man in the stadium. So that is a whole different
shit. I think an arena, it can feel more intimate and personal. This is going to be like, it's not even going to feel as crazy, I don't think.
Better Picks is the simplest real money fantasy app. 3 easy, fast steps to lock in your lineup and win the biggest payouts in the industry. Step 1, choose 2 or more players. Step 2, choose more or less on their projections. And the last step, 3, win big up to 300 extra cash. It's that simple. Download Better and play Better Picks.
And I approve this message.
Thank you, Jasper.
What do you think the odds are that the fight with him and Devin Haney actually goes through and happens?
I would say it's like a 50-50.
And who do you have for that fight?
Who would win?
Yeah.
Who's going to win? Devin. Hmm. He's going to smoke him.
Yeah.
And I
love Ryan.
Like Ryan, but like...
Two different fighters.
There's one person who's been in the gym taking the sport seriously and never partying once and fighting the most elite competition. Yeah, he's been, you know, Ryan isn't taking it seriously. And he showed me his lack of heart by not getting up off the canvas when he basically quit. He could have stood up and continued
to fight.
But they
said he couldn't stood up because if you punch there, like you can stand up. That's what they say.
You're Mike Utah.
Oh, sorry. He said that he couldn't stand up, right? Because he punched in the liver or something, and then you can't walk. But maybe he could.
No, I mean, it hurts. Like, you're not instantly recovered. Like, you are pretty much, like, dying for breath. But, like, go out on your shield. Like, stand the fuck up and try to make it out of the round.
And then just get knocked
out. And maybe you just get knocked. No, because you might just get knocked down again. And then you could come back in your 1 minute break and recover. That's the body shot only hurts for like 15 seconds.
We saw that heart with Earl Spence Crawford. I mean, it was hard to watch, but you saw Earl Spence. Like, I mean, I don't know how many men in the world could take what he took. But that was him going out on his shield completely. Like it was tough to watch, you know, when you see someone do that.
Especially like if you're talking a lot of shit and then you quit. That's what's fucked. If you weren't talking shit before the fight, saying you're going to KO him in 2 rounds and all this shit, then it's different. Like, that's why I think there's like a loss of respect there.
Well, so then what's going on with you guys? Because the last episode on here, there was shit talk back and forth. He was saying stuff about you on Twitter. You called him. There was more shit talk. Have you guys talked anymore? Is that actually a fight that could happen?
I think it could happen as like a exhibition probably.
Just because you couldn't
But I think he thinks that he would win and I would love to just like deflate his little 130 pounds.
That's the only way it could happen, right? Is exhibition just for the weight?
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fucking huge fight as well.
Yeah. Maybe Netflix Part two. And his footwork sucks. Like, once I'm learning more about the sport, it's like he's fast and quick and been doing it his whole life, obviously. But his feet, oh, I would tear him apart. He got flat-footed, stuck-ass fighter.
Anything else, man?
Download better and play better picks at 300x your money today. 300 fucking.
And we now have MMA. That is mixed martial arts. You heard that correctly. Download better, play better picks. The best fantasy sports app. The only one that offers 300x lineups.
You should do like a girlfriend lineup. So like the girlfriends will like watch sports with the boyfriends and they have something to do. And then the boyfriend like gives you like a little gift card, like so much money. And then the girlfriend can like win the money. So like it's fun.
I like that.
And then she will watch with you. She won't be mad that you're watching. All right,
can I give you a lineup to make? So do the Anthony Edwards less than, do the Nassis more than. And you'll hit right away.
Okay.
Swear to God.
Okay. I will.
I think it's a great idea, babe. Nice. We should actually make it a thing.
Yeah.
The girlfriend lineup.
But guys, like the guys have to pay it and the girlfriend can like make
the guys have to get a girlfriend first.
Oh yeah, that's the problem.
The guys have to get a girlfriend. Yeah.
Dude, literally no one in here has a girlfriend.
Not true.
Jasper. I guess it's official? I guess pretty much everyone yet, does
not
actually.
Yet, not yet.
But I heard she's amazing.
Oh, she's amazing.
Jasper's been talking really positively about you. Is that a word? Yeah, right.
Yes, positively.
Oh yeah, Jasper has a girlfriend.
Not a girlfriend yet.
Yeah, no, I saw you guys cuddling on FaceTime. Aww. And it really made me uncomfortable because
uncomfortable.
I've never seen him show affection before.
Aw, nobody really likes her. I know. Ugh. You can't
stop
talking. A little
too much. Yeah, it's bad.
It's good. Let's end it there. I'm about, it is good.
If I wasn't Matt Black, I'd be blushing right now. yep. Welcome to Bullshit with Jake Paul.
And make sure to subscribe, like, and comment because this is another episode.
Yes. So if you were watching this one's a new one. So this is one you haven't seen. And subscribe for another one.
Another one.
Yes. I love better and play better picks.